Don't give women money. A very simple message. A lot of the reason why guys are frustrated and bitter, honestly bitter about old relationships, is because they gave a lot and didn't get what they feel. They didn't feel anything in return. I think today that's pretty factual. You know, guys are giving a lot and they're not getting nothing. They're getting cheated on, getting divorced. They're not getting, you know what I mean? Like, it's like not even a goodnight kiss afterwards. There's nothing coming. And it's easy to look at the women and say, you know, she, you know, there's kind of a, what guys, here's the basic argument. It's like, you know, hey, you went on 3 dates. You gave it up to other guys. You didn't give it up to me. And there's this frustration men have. And the women are like, it's easy for them because they're like, hey, you know, very simply, I'm not a prostitute and I don't owe you anything. And the guy has to back down because what can he really say? All he can really say is like, she gave it up easier to somebody else. And that's if he knows and has facts. Like most guys, it's just a kind of a feeling. You feel like you've seen her with guys, you know that, you know what I mean? But it's not. So you put yourself in an impossible situation. You put yourself in an impossible situation. Okay, this is a heavy episode, and I'm not fucking around on this one. This is the way I've always lived my life, always, my entire life. And I don't understand. It's like I'm the bird flying upside down and everybody else is flying the other way. And I'm like, why does everybody fly that way? That doesn't work, you know. I don't know. I don't understand that, you know. And I've never really voiced it. And the thing is, this is about you. This is not about women. Okay, it's a different mindset. This will free you totally. One, it'll help to free you from past angers. And also, it will give you a roadmap. Very simple, actually. This is a very simple roadmap for living. Okay, very simple. And it will allow you to navigate future conundrums. Okay, so it's a very simple but heavy episode, and I need to explain a lot of different situations in order for you to really get what I'm saying, because there's a lot of ifs and buts and what if and this and that, and I want to just explain how I think about it and why I don't give women money, and I've never given women money, ever. I don't give women money, and yet I've had a lot of women, so it's like, wait, how is that possible? What is he talking about? What if I don't get women, then... If I don't give women, you know what I mean? Then what, I'll get nothing. What will I do? Where will I be? Well, I'm going to tell you exactly where you'll be and exactly what you could be doing that would work for you. Okay, the first thing you need to understand is that, actually, I wouldn't say it's the first. This is something I've seen, and I thought about making a whole episode about it. Is that women today, modern women, on the marriage front, okay, this is the marriage advice, they don't want to be married. Okay, women, it's a big front. They do not want to be married. Okay, if you had a company and you knew that, you know, your friend's daughter, whatever, did not want a job, she wanted to play all summer, why would you give her a job? Because you know she doesn't want to work, right? Women do not want to marry. Okay, what does that mean? Again, they like, women love and have always loved fancy affairs with big dresses and lots of money and good food and friends and being the center of attention. So women do like weddings, okay? So that's true. And they always like weddings. Women love a party, and nothing wrong with that. Women love to get dressed up, and they like to be the center of this attention, and as everybody does, as you can see on social media, okay? So weddings is a different thing. But being married, women don't want to be married. And you can see it's super obvious, okay? Right here, done. You don't have to watch any more videos. And I don't think anyone's ever said this before, what I'm going to say here, is I see, okay, I've watched, like, you know, different channels where they have women on there, like Fresh and Fit and just Pearly Things and a couple of the other ones. And they ask the men, or they go out and interview women. They say, well, how much, you know, would a guy have to earn in order to get married, in order for you, they phrase it different ways. There's one to get married, one to bring out your feminine, one to feel secure, you know, whatever it is. It's the same question, right? It's like, what will it take to make marriage work with you? And women come out with a number. You know, there's various numbers, and some of them are super unrealistic. A lot of them are. But that isn't, and guys focus on that. And the thing is, the reason why they focus on it is because they don't have a bottom floor. Like, where is the reasonable amount of money you should give? You know what I mean? Like, and guys are like, that's unrealistic. And they get real angry. And the women are like, no, I can find that guy. And he exists. And it's this huge clusterfuck. It's because guys don't know. They don't know what their values are and where they stand on things. They don't. There's no floor. You're asking these guys, if I turned around, like, let's say these interviews, I've seen this guy, he goes out and interviews women and at colleges, and they all say, you know, big numbers. They want big numbers and this and that. And then one will say, like, say a small number, right? And then, okay, so the guy basically has no choice, okay? But to kind of say, okay, she's the good one. Okay, basically, right? What else can he say? Like, let's say the women are all saying, one of the videos I saw, they were saying like $500,000. They need a guy with $500,000 salary in order to, bring out their feminine and be married to him and be loyal and all that. And honestly, you can't blame the women either because they're confused too. Guys are just giving women money all over the place. They always have. Not just modern guys. Like, men have always given women money, you know. And I'm including prostitutes too. I don't give them money. Like, I don't give women money. That's what I'm talking about. Like, ever. Like, it doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. You can know me my whole life and I just will never do it. Okay. So, the guy, just to finish the example, the guy is like, okay, those girls are unrealistic. And he comes up with a lot of put downs. Essentially what they are is put downs. And where does that bring him? Like, where does he stand? The man never says something that is real. He never says anything that shows what he believes. And the reason why he doesn't do that is because he doesn't know. Okay, because he doesn't have a line. Okay, there's no line there. Now, for me, it's easy because I just simply don't give him money. Okay, now, I'm going to talk about how that affects me and how it affects my life. And it's very affects me in very good ways. And I really recommend you listen to this episode many times and forward it to all your friends. Like, this will change your life, this episode. I'm serious. This is so simple. You'll find that you had confusion before this episode because you'll always think, where is it? Just like those guys interviewing, they don't know where the line is, right? Where is the line? And I was confused too when I was younger. I never gave women money, but I was always kind of like, well, maybe I should. Maybe I should, you know, I don't know. Everybody does, and it seems to be the right thing to do. And, you know, I'm earning money. And so, well, you know, I don't know, you know, like, fuck. And then once you ask the question, like, where would you stop if I said to you, okay, give your best friend money. Okay, how much should you give your best friend? Where would the discussion go? Like, you could start with, depending on how much rent they have and what their bills and stuff. But like, you're like, wait a second, they always paid those before. So why would I pay their bills now? And then if I started, there's always the dependency thing. Because once you start paying someone's bills, you kind of can never stop because then they get, you know, people that get their bills paid, they lose the ability, and everybody knows this, to pay their bills. They lose their capacity to earn money. It goes away. And you see this with welfare programs and how it destroys people because they don't have to support themselves anymore. They now have a big daddy government, big daddy whatever. And this is the same reason why a lot of guys wonder why I didn't make any more sugar mama videos. I made a sugar mama video, which I think is the best thing on the internet. If you're interested in that, there's nothing like it. It's fucking gold. That thing is one of a kind. And it's like, there's no one, I don't think anybody could compete with that video. It's so good because, because it just says everything you need to know now, but guys will wonder, like, if he could do that. Why would he not do that? Right? That's a very good question. Okay, now why would I not, if I can get sugar mamas, okay, with tons of money that will pay for everything for me, where I don't have to worry about working, why would I not do that? The reason why I wouldn't do it is the same reason why I don't like welfare programs, is because I will become an enfeebled person. I know that about myself. I'm not special. I'm just like everybody else. If I don't need to do anything and use my creativity and discover my deepest, you know, the treasures of skill within myself and my abilities, if I don't search for those, I'm not going to find them. Okay, they're not coming out and jumping out at me. And if you don't think men are any, you think men are different than women, you're out of your fucking mind on this one. Just watch kids. Just have two kids, right? Boy, girl, doesn't matter. Rich father gives them everything. Never makes them, just watch what they turn into. Okay, it has nothing to do with sex. It has everything to do with giving them stuff without them having to earn it. Okay, so the reason why I don't have a sugar mama is I know it would destroy me. You know, I could talk tough, or I could fucking, you know, keep making Ronin Man videos or whatever, but they would be vapid. There'd be no meaning anymore. Okay, because I would be not the man. I would not be growing into the man that I am. Okay, that's why I make the videos. The videos aren't about women. The videos are about myself. They're about what the journey as a man in modern society, how to navigate this complex world, right? And I know that I'm not different, okay? So I can't do that. Now, once you're like, let's say, a certain age where you're incapacitated and you need money, that's, or you have like a tragic accident where you need a short term, you need money, or there are people who have like lifelong, you know, kidney dialysis, and there's reasons why certain people, and this is the, you know, it's this very small percentage of people, and this is what is always used in order to enfeeble everybody, okay, is these examples. But these examples are so rare. They're so rare. And the price for ruining a man's abilities, for ruining a man's growth, for stopping the expansion of his soul, okay, is so great. I almost think it's worth sacrificing those few that need it. I really do. I've just seen so many times guys help somebody into a point where they're just enfeebled. You know, I know a guy, I'm not going to say anything details about him, but he gives money. He feels sorry for people. He's got money and he just gives, he'll just find kind of a hopeless guy and he'll start paying him a salary. I swear to God, he will start paying him a salary. And the guy will come and do things for him and just kind of stand around. And you've never seen, well, I don't know if you have, but I've never seen such a terrible look on guys' faces. Like, they know they're doing nothing. They know it's just charity. And it's like a pathetic, their shoulders slump. They come there, like, quote unquote, to work, right? But all they're doing is sifting through books and for his wife and just bullshit. And that money is destroying them because they, as a man, need to challenge themselves, okay? Humans, all, okay, women too. We all need, this is such bullshit in modern society that women don't need this. We need to prove ourselves to this world. We need to go within. You give anybody a free ride, it's going to ruin them. It's going to fucking ruin them. I know too, yeah, I'm not even going to get into details. I know wealthy heirs, and they can't find that motivation. They just can't. It's just like once they get motivated to try something, they find out how hard it is, you know, and then they're just like, yeah, don't need to. So part of the thing I always do for myself, people wonder how I have discipline, is because I throw the crutch away. I burn the bridge. I do that. I do that on a regular basis. That's why I quit teaching English. I had a very, very, a lot of people can't understand this and they can't believe it. It's so rare. Someone like me, I'm serious. People just don't do what I do. I don't look for crutches in any way for anything. I don't look for crutches in getting women. I don't get a, I never got a cute dog. I don't use a wingman. I don't use women to big me up. Any of those things are crutches, because those crutches, they work. But they, what they do is they ruin the big game. The big game is your own growth, where you struggle, where it's so hard and it's so fucking depressing and miserable and difficult. Like the depression. Life is like that. Life is really hard. And the only way you have a chance is if you need to fight for life. You know, I'm grateful that I grew up in a poor house, you know, in a trailer park, because I just had the right mindset. Is that the mindset was simple. It's like, no one's helping me. You know what I mean? Like, there ain't no money coming. Even when my parents started to do better, you know, my dad said, I ain't giving you nothing, you know, you got to go do it. And that's what the smart guys do. That is a very smart move. And it seems very cold to a young man, but it is a very, very smart move. It's one of my dad's very smart moves. He just instinctively knew that I would just be a bitch like everybody else would be. Now, he probably doesn't know he would be too, but doesn't matter. It's not his story. It's my story. My story is that I wanted it originally. I wanted the easy way. I wanted it, man. I was around rich people. I wanted that be like that. I wanted to be a rich kid. I wanted to have all the skateboards and the BMXs and the half pipe and the fucking motorcycles. I wanted all that shit, man. And I didn't want to earn it. I wanted to fucking take it, use it, trash it, fancy car. I wanted a BMW in high school. My friends had, their parents bought them. My friend, his parents bought him a Porsche Carrera. He rolled it in the dirt. He took a Porsche Carrera off-roading in 1982 and rolled that fucking thing. I mean, you know, it's just, there really is no words for the depth of loss when a man does not fulfill, and a woman too, a human. We both evolved, you guys. If you don't realize, women evolved in those saber-toothed tiger days, and the men weren't always there. There was no policemen, there was no walls, there was no locks. There was wild fucking animals trying to eat you every night. Hungry, wild animals, and danger, and earthquakes, and fires, and terrible, terrible wars. And women were right there with men. And that's the delusion that women had it easy in the past is really stupid, because it sets you up for this kind of, it's a wrong mindset. Women they're absolute Wolverines. They are just as tough as you. They survived, okay? That's a proof. They're just as tough as your ancestors. Period. Okay. You'd mean to tell me when a guy went out and was hunting and got injured and got killed and the woman just suddenly had another man taking care of you? Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Dude, it was brutal, man. It was fucking brutal. And that's why women are brutal. Okay. Women are brutal. Bloodthirsty, cold, manipulating. They are violent. They are capable of anything. And that's the big fallacy today, is that women are quote unquote feminine, bring out their feminine. Women are ruthless killers, okay? And always were. And that's how they survived. Everybody had to be like that. One of the fucking traits, the reason why we have murderers today in today's society, is because they were winners in the old day. How is that? Okay, so there was two guys going for one woman. The winner is the one that had offspring. Okay, genetic winner. He is the guy who disabled the other man with a fucking rock to the head when he was sleeping. That's why women are attracted to guys in prison. You could call it some kind of psychosis. You could call it this. It's bullshit. Always look at reality. Don't judge women so harshly. You have to look at what really motivates women to like guys in prison. The reason is because they knew that guy was a winner. He was a fucking winner. Historically, he was 100% the winner. Because he wouldn't just sit around angry writing his diary. He would go fucking do something. And he would take care of the fucking business. And same thing for a guy, his wife is, you know, she's being bothered by another guy. One guy would go talk to him, and the other guy would just go fucking kill him and all his brothers. And that was a very successful strategy, actually, to protect her, because he knew there was going to be reprisals. And he said, nope, no way. I want to solve this thing once and for all. And he went and did it. And that was the guy who was successful. And that actually is who you are. You're that man. And your girlfriend or the girls you see, they're the ones who got wet over that, because they knew they were protected. They knew he knew how to solve problems. Or same exact story with two women. One woman is getting the guy. She's like hinting and the guy's falling in love with her. That woman would go and poison and kill and push off and make sure that other woman fucking went into the ground. Why? Because nature, human, female, no. So because that's a successful strategy in those days, okay? That was the smart thing to do. That was the smart thing to do. Now, the only time it wasn't smart, there was times when it wasn't, was when they had so many friends that were so powerful. So you wouldn't do that, for example. It depends on how they ranked in the hierarchy, to answer the question totally. Okay, the chimpanzee, the whatever the lead guy is, and his henchmen, you wouldn't do it to their children, okay? Or their sisters, or their daughters. You wouldn't do it to them because they had a group that was going to make you pay, okay? But you would do it to the lower level, okay? So keep in mind, that was to the lower level. You would not do it high in the hierarchy. You would not do that because you couldn't beat the hierarchy in the old days. So you had to pick off the lower level ones because that was the only way you would succeed at it. And that's the only way society would let you survive, because everybody knew in the clan that you were a murderer, and they accepted it because they're like, that's fair. That girl was going to take her man. She took care of business. Everything's solved now. It was a simple thing. She just wanted her man. She wanted that guy. And the guy is the same way. He solved the problem. It's done. Okay. Now we have different ideas of justice, and that's fine. I understand modern life is different, but you have to understand that the way we think and act today was based on these times. Okay. And even earlier times when we were animals, like these are basic stuff that are ingrained in our, you know, amygdala, in our, the brain on the top of our stem, on our spinal column, the reactive, you know, instinctual brain that crocodiles have. That part of the brain was formed millions of years ago. Okay. And we have that. People don't, it's crazy what people think these days. But okay, so let's get on to today. So what should you do? How should you handle the sexes, the women? Okay, the first thing is what guys do is they'll send me a message. Okay, I have this girl. You said in the video, don't give her money. Don't do this. Don't even bother with those messages. It's too late, okay? It's too late. That song, Carole King. It's too, you know, that it's too late. You need to get, as a man, you need to solidify the foundation of your life before you run into things, okay? So don't focus on the things of now. With something this powerful, you want to set yourself up for the future. Whatever you do with this one now, whatever the fuck, you'll probably come up with a better solution once you start building your foundation, because you'll know that this won't happen again, or it's going to not happen as much, or you're going to know why it happened. It will be easier, okay? When you don't know and you're unclear and you know it's going to happen again, it's very difficult to solve, because you just know there is no permanent, you know what I mean? You're like, with the way you're acting, the way you see life, this ain't going to stop. So why would I really even care about solving? It's just going to happen again, right? It's not going to fucking not happen again, right? So you have this sense of learned helplessness. And it is true. As long as you live that way, it will be helpless, hopeless, right? It will be. But I'm giving you another way here. So the mindset is this, and I'm not being macho here. Okay, that's important to know, is that this is not a macho in any way, anti-anybody, pro-anybody. This is just the way to live as a man, okay? I think, personally, just you're asking me, I'm making this, your video, you're watching it, you want to know what my take is. My take is not the same as anybody else. And I've And I've lived a life that is different and it works. It fucking is awesome. And I see other guys, I'm like, why is that guy so confused? Like, why is it so difficult for him? It's because I can try to tell him advice, but as long as he has the fundamentals wrong, there's no hope for him. You know, he can't change, you know, because his underlying beliefs, the way he lives his life, the way he is going to live his life, sabotage the methods and strategies for getting out of it. Okay, it's all connected. So the first thing is you actually have to think, what if I never gave a woman any money ever again? Any woman. Prostitutes, you're not going to pay for expensive dates. You're not going to get married. You're not going to give her half. You're going to, if you're in an area where they have some kind of crazy live-in laws, okay, you're going to be aware of those laws. Okay, you're not going to be blindsided because you're not a fucking idiot, okay? It's like, oh, I left my money, you know, out on the curb, you know, and then some terrible thief took it. It's like, no, you have responsibility not to leave your money outside in the middle of the night in the ghetto. There is culpability there somewhere, right? So know the laws. Just know if there's some kind of, and I consider it evil. I really think it's destroying relationships, this kind of law, where already they've destroyed the benefits of getting married by saying, okay, you get half for nothing, for cheating. You get nothing. That ruins the whole thing. If it has nothing to do with women, you guys, nothing. It's just, if there was a new law that any business partnership, you could quit and then get more money than you would get earning money with the company, you just see what would happen. Just enact a law like that. Like in California, they made a law where you could shoplift under $1,000 and there's no penalty, no criminal penalty. Guess what happened? Okay, it's like now all of a sudden everyone's taking $960 and running out the front door. And guess what? That was not good for retail. Guess what happened? Because they held the line, the politically correct line, pharmacies started disappearing in inner cities. Hello. Now, in addition to not having fresh vegetables, it's difficult to find drugs anymore. And it's difficult to find medicine. Okay? Is that because people are like terrible? No. It's because you made it profitable to ruin the very thing they needed. It's your fault. Okay? And that same culpability goes to you in relationships. Okay? When you stop giving money ever, forever, okay, to women. Now, I just want to put one little caveat in here so you can understand who I am and how to look at life. It's important. What I mean is, you're not bribing her. No more bribes. No bribes. So one way you can think about it is a best friend. What would you do for your best friend? Would you pay his rent? Or I wouldn't say would you. Have you? Have you paid your best friend's rent for years at a time? No. Why not? There's a lot of reasons. I guess the main one is there's no reason because he could earn it. He'd be fine. And you could say my line of thinking, which it would ruin him probably. But at the very least, there's no reason to do it, right? And also, they've done a ton of studies on this kind of thing, is the minute you give somebody money, it destroys the original feeling that was between the people. I forget the book. I read a book and it was really, really insightful. It was one of these rare books that wasn't just a repeat of other books. But what was the name of it? Oh, it was a great book. I probably recommended it before. But anyway, what they learned was that let's say that you have an invention, okay? Or a company, okay? And you want to sell it to somebody, okay? Now you tell your friends, you say, hey, I have this thing. I'd really like to sell it to this company or that company. Anybody have any ideas? Now, if somebody says, hey, I got a brother there. You know, I'd love to introduce you to him and let's see what happens. I'll tell him you're a great guy. Now, they've done studies and this is absolutely proven. You look in your own life about this. Is if this guy is a good friend, okay, a real friend, he is just doing it because he wants to help you, period. And what you should do is say, thank you, fucking awesome. I'm so grateful. and you meet his brother and you close the deal and you start selling to that company. Now you have a deeper friendship because, you know, now you know this guy is the real fucking deal because he didn't try to shake you down. He didn't try to be a cheese bag. He just fucking helped you. I did this last night with somebody, by the way. I helped a guy enormously last night on a phone call to Japan. He wanted me to go there and take percentage of his company and this and that. I said, look, I know what you guys need to do, and here's what you need to do, X, Y, Z. You don't need me. It won't be good for your company. But you do need the ideas. So let me give you the ideas, and you go do it. And that guy, at the end of the call, when he realized I didn't want a penny from him, and I gave him probably the most valuable advice he had ever gotten for his company, he could not believe it. He was like totally different person. He was like, I could just tell. He was like, oh my God, this guy's actually a cool guy and smart and a good friend. And he was patient. It took like 2 hours on the call. My voice got all fucked up. And that's the way. See, don't let money get between your friendships. And I don't regret that. In fact, I know it was the right thing to do. And today I wake up and there's always that little niggling of kind of, I should have, I could have. But you know what? Trust me on this one. By not doing it, my life is better. And I cannot explain how deep that is. Other people, by chance, heard me on the phone. And also, when I walked in the house, because the door window was open, they were like, oh, you know. And there's just so many money-grubbing scumbags out there always taking advantage of their friends, always looking for ways. You know, I'll give you that thing, but I want to get paid. I want to be in the middle. You know, oh, if you succeed, just give me some money. The number one thing is, here's the way that'll make it easier on you, is that your friends will never pay you and it will ruin the relationship. When someone's starting their company, I've just found human nature. Okay, this is a hard thing to learn, but they forget what the value was. They forget the idea wasn't theirs. They're going to forget and they're not going to pay you, and it will make you resentful, and that will make you ruin the relationship. And they will know. They'll be like, that guy was cool, but now he's a dick. You know, it just ruins everything. So by being that person who doesn't want money from your friend for helping them, you are in a class of your own. You are a classy fucking dude. Really big time. Don't jump in the middle of people's deals, okay? And the reason why is because your pureness as a friend, are you going to sell that? And if you start selling it, where are you going to end? And this is not why you do it. You do it just because this is fucking all true, okay? But there is a value in it long term. There is. It's one in a million people like this, okay? I'm like this, and I've been like this my whole life, okay? I've done this a million times. My dad's like, what the fuck? Why don't you? He doesn't say that word, but he's like, why didn't you get some money for that? You made him, you did her, you know? And I'm like, you know what? I don't care, Dad. I don't give a shit. I am happy that they're good. I'm done. See, because I gave. See, I am. He doesn't understand this. And most guys don't understand this. Why am I so confident? You know, Gabe always asked me that. It's because I live this way. I live a certain way of being honest with people and not expecting. That's the very reason why I have a lot of wealthy friends. Because they know Paul is not trying to sleaze into something. He's just fucking hanging out because he likes to be here. He's enjoying it. He's enjoying being here. He's enjoying hanging out. And once guys realize that, man, you are a fucking special guy. Now, I want you to be this way with women too. You're going to say, how is that possible? And women are going to be like, no, if a guy doesn't this, I would never. Because they're painting in their minds a certain guy at a certain time. They're not really painting the type of man that I am. Okay, they don't really know. Well, obviously from a video, there's no way you would know. But I'm also the man, and I'll tell this story sometime in detail, about how I fought off many, many guys with fucking 2x4s, chains, and a gun threatening to kill us, me and my girlfriend. I put my entire, everything on the line. I had huge blood blisters the size of fucking, like almost half a apricot size near my nuts. Okay, I put my life on the line for this girl. And the reason why, it wasn't because it was a white knight. It was the right thing to do, okay, at that time. it was 100% the right thing to do. Even though she ended up fucking me over later, it wasn't right for me to stand aside and let her get killed. They were gonna take her and kill her. It wasn't right. And I did, and whatever she does, that is nothing. See, that's the thing. What other people do has nothing to do with you. I'm teaching you how to be a man, not them, or how to be a good woman. That's their lessons they have to learn. But I knew I had somewhat egged the situation on. I had been the cause of why we were there. Now, the cause was good. I was collecting money, but she was like, let it go, let it go. This guy's too dangerous. But I was like, no, we can't let this go. We have to fight for this. It's inconvenient to be a guy like me. I will say that. It's inconvenient. Because we did very close to getting killed. So, you know, it's inconvenient. Okay. But you got to decide, how much of a man do you want to be? How much of your DNA do you want to use? What do you want to feel when you get older about yourself? What do you want to see when you look in the mirror? What do you want to feel when you talk? Like the way I talk right now is confident because it's all coming back. I'm like, yes, yes. Because it was hard and I did have doubts. So I hope this video gives you fortitude to make it through those times. But when it comes to women, you don't give women money because they're not a prostitute. Okay. And you don't go to prostitutes. Okay. That's why you don't do it. Women don't want to get married. That's why they want money. Okay. So if I tell, okay, here's, okay, I started saying this. I didn't finish it. My thought in the beginning was women don't want to be married anymore. Okay. And they like weddings. They don't want to get married. You're like, wait a second. No, 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 no. And you can see it. And because every woman, if you ask, how much would the guy have to earn? They all say something. They all say something. Money. See, the key is no money. The key is no fucking money. You want a woman who loves you so fucking much that she does not give a shit. She is absolutely in love with you and will do anything to be with you. And I'll just give you one example of a girl I had like this. Had her for many years. I got her very young. I kind of like trained her in a way of being a good girlfriend and understanding who I am and what a man is. It was great. It was a beautiful thing, actually. She was not actually that pretty, but this girl was beautiful heart. She really did have a pretty heart. She was from a bad home, and the thing worked out way fucking unbelievably beautiful. Yeah, but one time I went to India. You guys know I took a trip to India, and she came with me. She was one of the girls who came with me, and it was tough, man. It was tough. Oh, it was tough. I mean, fuck, man. It was like a tough trip, man. It was a tough trip. And she didn't have much money. She was like a junior college student, and she had to buy a ticket. She actually bought a ticket on Indian Airlines, whatever it's called, on the 1st of 2000. That was the day when all the airplanes were going to crash because of the millennial bug or whatever it's called. And but the flights were like $20 from Japan to India, and she could afford that. So she flew when the whole plane was empty because everybody thought they were going to crash. Everybody thought computers were going to crash, bank vaults were going to open. Nobody knew what was going to happen, honestly, because they didn't have enough digits in computers at the time for past. They only had the one for 1999, 98, for you guys that weren't alive. And so everybody was worried, like, what is, nobody knew. Like, even the smartest people in the world didn't know how computers were going to react once the date was fucked up, right? They just didn't know. How are hospitals going to handle? How is the military? Were like nukes going to go off? Like, nobody knew. And people were freaking out. Like, not all the time, but like, smart people were like, shit, we really don't fucking know. Like, even if we got everything under control in our country, we don't know other countries, right? How is Pakistan's nuclear weapons going to do? You know, nobody fucking knew, right? Anyway, that day she flew to see me. That fucking day on Indian Airlines. And, you know, in the 90s, Indian Airlines, whatever it was called, I forgot the national airline, it was known as like a fucking death trap, right? So she flew on a death trap on the day when they were supposed to crash to get the ticket she could afford to come see me. That is fucking awesome. And I appreciated that. And then later after the India trip, which was very tough, actually, the time she was with me, we rode a motorcycle. We almost died in a car crash. Fuck, it was sketchy, man. We drove from Bangalore to Kerala, all the way from Bangalore to Kerala. It's a long trip on the roads back then. cows everywhere, rice drying in the fucking street. You know, like you'd have to run over 3 feet of rice and crash. There was like trucks trying to kill you on meth. There was craziness, man. Middle of the night, you couldn't see. There was black cows sleeping on the black street with no lights. And I had this Enfield Bullet 350 with the worst headlight. And you couldn't see shit. You couldn't see, you know. And at night, it was so black and pitch black because the coast from Bangalore to Kerala, it was a little bit of lights when you went from Bangalore to Mahabalipuram and then Pondicherry. But after that, it was fucking black. There was nothing. No cities. It was just fucking darkness and sketchy. And because of that, there was a lot of danger because the cows sleep in the road because it's warm or what. I don't know what the fuck. Whatever reason, they sleep in the street and they're black and the road's black and there's no lights and you don't have any light. Sketchy. Plus, I had a surfboard on the back and all her luggage and all my luggage and two people on a fucking old Enfield. It was a fucking hilarious trip. It was, you know, you talk about why people go overseas, like the summit coming up. Dude, this wasn't, it was a trip of a lifetime. It was an adventure that I could write a whole movie about that 4 months. Because it wasn't just going to India. It was riding an Enfield all over India. It was what people used to do on, they would take pictures of this, but nobody really did it. I only know one other guy, and including an adventure guy who lied that he did it. He would have a truck take him city to city. He just like had his motorcycle for cities, but he would never go between because it was too dangerous. It was death on the highways, man, especially at night. Fuck, it was madness, dude. It was total madness. I should really talk about that sometime. Just because I know a lot of guys like crazy survival and radical stories. And that story is really one of those. But include everything, the sunsets and the camel riding and the fucking insanity of the whole thing and the beauty and the surf. I had my surfboard and the food and the people and the temples and the fucking, the just the surreal scenes we saw back then. There was like people walking for days, everybody wearing purple clothes, just walking in the same direction to go to a temple where they kicked this man down a mountain all the way down. Everybody kicked him as hard as they could because he was playing the devil and they had to get the devil. They had to kick the devil off God's mountain in this temple in the middle of nowhere. And he was just covered in fucking scratches and blood and everybody's just barefoot, just dirty bare feet, just kicking him. And we're watching this going, what in the fuck? And the music and the sounds. It was like way better than a James Bond movie. It was the most unreal, surreal experience of my entire life, that trip. Because I was on a motorcycle. See, I wasn't on the buses getting dropped off at tourist sites. I was going to the hardcore. And it was beautiful, man. I left that with a sense of beauty about the world that had been woken up because I hadn't traveled for 10 years. You know, I had traveled on vacations, but I hadn't been a sojourner for 10 years. And I thought I was never going to do it again. And this was my really second lease at being the guy I am today. It was beautiful. I really should do a whole video about the India trip. I will. Okay, I will sometime. But anyway, this girl after the trip, she knew I had many other girls. That was like well known. There was always panties around my house and Hello Kitties and fucking Chanel makeup under the fucking hidden under this behind the cleaning stuff under the sink and clothes jammed into my pockets and hairs arranged as circles under the pillow that I didn't use and that the girl would use. And there was a million traps set up and girls waiting at the door to fight her. And she knew, okay, there was fucking girls everywhere. She knew. And I looked at her one day and I had never given her any money. If anything, she paid for more than I did over our life, but definitely. What am I saying? If anything, because I just have this rule. I'm just not going to do it. I'm on my journey, guys. When a woman see a man on their journey, you will not believe it. They will pay for things. They will support you because it's so rare to find a real man on a real journey. I am a man on a journey. I always have been. And women love that. There's something very amazing about it. Girls are like, wow. It's not like I'm not some slouch. I'm not some sleaze. I'm just on a man on a fucking journey. And I'm going to be there whether they're there or not. I'm going, baby. And it's visceral. And it's fucking real. And I'm doing this till the day I fucking die. And a lot of women, they just, when they meet a man, like, they're like, holy shit. Once they know me, you probably think, a lot of guys think I'm just talking. When you actually know me, when women especially, they'll be, oh my God, this is fucking cool. This guy is amazing. Like, it's inconvenient because I'm not paying for stuff. But it's not out of spite. It's just that I'm on my journey. I'm doing my thing. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have compassion. You know, I have compassion for people. And when our, you know, camel safari guide fell into a fire and burned his leg down to the bone, I carried him about a mile and a half in sand dunes through in the night. It was pitch black while he's screaming, and we paid for his medical care because we knew he wasn't going to be able to pay for anything. We paid for the taxi, which was like 150 miles, and then the hospital bill. Okay, the whole thing. The guy was able to get back to work, and he was able to walk. The fire was so hot, because he was making a traditional meal for us, that it burned through the meat in the back of his leg, the calf. It burned through the meat, and you could see the bone. It was unbelievable. I felt so bad for the guy. And I'll never forgive the other people who didn't help him that night. They were a certain nationality. And I to this day, thought that nationality is cold, because they didn't give a shit. And me and this Japanese girl, we fucking gave a shit. Maybe even her more than me. We really cared. We took care of this guy. She did too. It was a beautiful thing. And I learned about her too. So it's not like you don't help people in need, but you don't give to charities, because that's fucking bullshit. But when people need something, you got to make a decision fast. And I'm on it, because my mind is trained like a muscle. When to know when something's real. If that girl would have been hit by a car, I would have been fucking with her till the day she passed or made it. See, the real compassion, you want to have the real deal, and you got to train that one. Even if it ruined me, I was going to be there, because I knew what's right and wrong. Okay, so back to don't give money. You don't want to give money, because most women today are, without knowing it, are taking sex for money. Okay, I don't want to use the word. But that's what they're doing. Women have been trained to believe that men provide money. And so naturally they get confused. They're like, well, wait, where does it end? You know, I want to get, you know, I want that. Just like I wanted to be a lazy fuck when I was a kid. And people, life wouldn't let me. The trailer park wouldn't let me. The way I was raised wouldn't let me. Okay, you can't let them, okay? You can't let them and then blame women. You need to look at yourself. And I'm not saying berate yourself, but you need to look and think deeply about the way you're living. It is more compassionate to not give money. Don't give money. They have the ability to earn, and they need to earn in order to be human, in order to have compassion, don't be the government who's making them dependent. I never gave women, I never will. But I'm always there to live my life and to share the abundance of my knowledge, the skills I have. Whatever things I'm lacking, I can't, right? But the things I have, and you guys know, if you listen to all the videos, those are the things I have, okay? I share those with people, okay? So look, when you're sitting there, you have to reevaluate your life first. You have to realize that most women are kind of like these ruined people. If you go to the welfare department, okay, just go to the welfare department if you have one in your area, if you're in North America, just go stand there one day. Find out where people go, get handouts, and just stand there. Just stand there for like 3 or 4 hours, watch videos on YouTube, and just watch people. Pretend like you're one of them, wait in line, then get out of line. Go look at people that get dependent on things and see if that's what you want. Okay. The women that are with me because they want to be with me. And a lot of people can't believe that. And a lot of people listening, women will be like, no, girl would never do that. Or maybe they know what I'm saying is 100% true, but they're like, yeah, but in real life, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Believe me, they will. Not every woman. Most women are not up to the task of living, and most men are not. Okay, I'm not saying everybody is an intelligent, compassionate, disciplined person with deep pool